Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That number again is 516-531-9483. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. Okay? Again, thanks you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty, and the other sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty at 678-549-0274. That's 678-549-0274. That's your direct line to me, okay? You can also email me at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's Frank Williams at kw.com. Now, those of you who are listening live on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and follow the show. That way you'll be able to get show notes and details about each show that I have and know when the show is going to be aired. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, again, let's make some money together. If you're buying or selling a property, or you know someone who wants to buy or sell, ask them to give me a call. That's 678-549-0274. I'll take them from front to back, top to bottom. I'll hold their hands all the way through the process from start to finish. Okay? Again, that's Frank Williams Realty at Frank Williams Realty .com. You can go to my website and look there. You can also send me an email at frankwilliams@kw.com. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. Now, I know there are a lot of Super Bowl parties happening today. A lot of people going to be on the road, moving around here to there, moving around at halftime here to there. I'll be one of those people who's moving around before halftime, okay? I'm going to go to a friend's house for a pregame, and then my sister's doing something at her place. I'm going to go there for a little bit, and I guess the start of the game, and then I'll be going home. I want to get home before halftime starts, okay? Before halftime starts, and be able to catch the third and fourth quarter here at home, okay? I want to shut down here at home. And, guys, I know today's special. It's a Sunday. It's Super Bowl. And you guys going to be partying, I know. But please be careful. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. And be safe out there, okay? And I know a lot of people have to get up early and go to work in the morning. So try not to overdo it. Try not to overdo it. Wake up in the morning and be like, hell, I ain't going in today. I'm not going today. I'm not going. He said, I'll take the day off. Some people are already taking tomorrow off, okay? But just go in moderation, guys, and be good, right? Now, today's show is entitled, it's a special Super Bowl Sunday edition. All lines are open for your predictions. Call into the show, guys, and make your predictions and tell what you're doing today for the game. Just let us know what's happening, right? And those of you who are already up on the show, you can just press the number one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, and you can give us your predictions on today's game. Now, my wife has said that the game's going to be 37-34 Philadelphia. Okay, she already knows the final score and all that. Now, that's fine. That's good. I think that's a good prediction. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I know that. It's going to be a high-scoring game. And I believe that not only with it being a high-scoring game, it's going to be a dogfight today. I think this is going to be the best Super Bowl we've seen in years. And the 37-34 is, a good prediction. That lets you know how close this game is going to be. Okay? Now, I do have, a couple of Super Bowl squares. So you guys cross your fingers for me there. Hopefully, I'll got some cash coming my way come late tonight. Okay, so we'll see what happens there. I'm not holding my breath for that, but I do have some pretty good numbers. So hopefully that'll come through, and we'll see what happens. I'll be able to celebrate some more, right? I'll be able to celebrate some more. So Super Bowl predictions, guys. My prediction is that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win it. I think that Mahomes is going to be spectacular today. I think he's built for type games. And, you know, something else is that, you know, when you play in these type games, you're what am I trying to say? You're not scared of that other guy at all. You just know that he can play. Right? You know that he can play. And when that's the case, you come into the game with a different mindset. Okay? Can't let him beat you. 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 And then he still beats you. I remember when I played basketball in high school, we go to these different high schools in and around Atlanta and play. And a lot of these people I knew. We all played in recreation ball coming up. I knew a lot of these guys. I knew who could play. I knew who wasn't, who people that weren't that good. And when we played them at their, you know, home, their home gym, it was, you know, it wasn't that you were afraid of them. You just knew they could play. And they knew we could play. And we go in there and we, you know, hey, we were team in the city, in my opinion, the years that I was there. We were the best basketball team in the city of Atlanta, okay? And we didn't back down to anyone, okay? We played hard, and things just work out that way, you know? Sports, right? So in the Super Bowl, you see that guy on the other side, and he's good. But you want to play. You have to play, right? You have to play. You have to play at your best. In order to beat the best, you have to be at your best. So my Super Bowl prediction is that Kansas City is going to win this game, all right? And I'm going to win some money from my Super Bowl squares. Okay? Those are my predictions. Predict the score, Frank. I think it's going to be high scoring. I'm going to say late 30s. I'm going to say 35-38 or 35-31, something like that is going to be the final score. You're looking at, I mean, seriously, you're looking at 60, 70 points today. And I like that. I like that because that means that both teams came to play. Both teams were polished, and they are at the end of the season. There aren't a lot of injuries for the starters. So you're going to have the best players going against the best players. You're going to have the great commercials today. I mean, once the game gets started, it's going to fly by. But at the same time, it's going to be special. And then to put the icing on the cake, these are two African-American quarterbacks. two black quarterbacks in this game. And, you know, a lot of people talk about families and stuff like this. You know, when the media, the reason the media doesn't talk about these guys' families is because there isn't anything to talk about. Okay? There isn't anything to talk about because there isn't any negativity in the family. You know, Mahomes' dad played pro baseball, and he had his son with him a lot of times. That's how he was instilled with the locker room, so to speak. And Jalen Hurts, his dad was is a football coach. He coached him in high school and all this stuff. So, you know, and he's been with him. Taught him just about everything he knows. So it's something that, you know, I think should be talked about. Now, these guys take care of their families, and they're great for the sport. But unless it's something negative, the media is not gonna talk about these guys' families. They don't have negativity in their family as far as being, you know, growing up poor, growing up in the projects, not having a dad at home, being a single parent family, and going through all this, and dad was in prison and all this stuff. If it's not negative about the black family, they're not going to put it on TV. Mark my word about this. They're not going to show this, hey, this is how he grew up in Lowtown, Louisiana, you know, as a kid, and he had this and he had that. Then he went to high school and had this and had that. They're not going to talk about that for either one of the quarterbacks. They're not going to talk about the history that's happening today. They're not going to talk about, you know, how great these quarterbacks are, how they came from good families. Because they don't want you to see that. But they do want you to see how bad it was for someone. How he had to come through all these struggles and go see his dad when he was in prison when he was age 14. That's what they want you to see. And that happens a lot in sports, because sports are people. People living together. People being a family. A team is a family of people. In your family, you know, y'all go through all kinds of stuff. Different family members doing this, different family members doing that. Y'all go through different stuff. They're the same way. They're no different. You got all these players, you know, everyone's life not peachy keen. Everyone doesn't make millions of dollars a year on the team. Everyone doesn't have these cooker cutter families. A lot of them got families and family members who are struggling, having problems, having big problems. It's not all roses and good smells. It's tough on these guys. And they have to sacrifice their families to be able to take care of them. That's what they're doing. The Super Bowl is huge. The Super Bowl is huge. The biggest game of your life. There's no stage bigger than the Super Bowl. And then we have the halftime show. We're going to have Rihanna doing the halftime show. Now they're trying to make predictions about what song Rihanna gun off the halftime show with. Come on, man. Let it happen. Get in the moment. Have your fun, guys. Have your fun. I know it's going to be a lot of back and forth with people, and there are going to be some arguments. There are going to be maybe even be some fights. I hope you guys just fight. Don't shoot at each other, okay? Just fight. And fight verbally, okay? You don't have to fight physically. Fight verbally. Tell them how you feel. Let them know who you're pulling for. I got to find me some type of jersey to wear today. I don't have a Chiefs jersey. I don't have an Eagles jersey. I do have a Jackie Robinson jersey. Could wear that. Or I could wear and a lot of you guys don't know, I have an Earl Campbell jersey that was brought all the way across the water Germany. Germany. He and his wife went to Germany. He brought me back a throwback jersey. You know, the throwbacks back then were very expensive, $250, $300. He found some over there for like $50. And I was like, oh, man. And he said, he told us what they were. And I was like, bring me one of those Earl Campbell jerseys, baby. And he brought me one. So I may wear Earl Campbell today since it's football. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. So what's your prediction? My prediction is Kansas City by 1 to 3 points. It's going to be a very close game, guys. And it doesn't matter who wins. It's going to be a black quarterback that wins this Super Bowl. And we haven't had one since Doug Williams, right? We haven't had a black quarterback win the Super Bowl, have we? Since Doug Williams. Cam Newton was in there, but he didn't win. That was kind of the downfall of Cam Newton. That's another thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get off the subject, but I saw a video of Cam Newton roller skating and having fun. Okay, so like I said, it was the downfall for Tiger Woods when he had his wreck and he was on all these pills and all this stuff when he got into it with his now ex-wife. That was the downfall of Tiger Woods. Okay, after that, it was like injury after injury, in the news all the time. He's not going to play golf for another 2 years and all this. Now his back is out. Now his leg is out. Now he can't hardly walk. You see him walking. He's struggling walking and all this stuff. That was the downfall of Tiger Woods. That was it. So, you look back at some of the things that happened. So, we didn't have another black quarterback since Doug Williams in the Super Bowl. But Cam Newton, okay, he says you can't say that he's not as good as he's worse than all 32 quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Maybe not, but you're not in the NFL, brother. Because of his arrogance and the way he carried himself, he fell off. stop playing ball the way he knew how to play ball. And when he was at the Super Bowl, this is the downfall of Cam Newton. That Super Bowl, when he was at the Super Bowl and they lost, and he was so upset, after the game that he snubbed the media and said all kinds of stuff to the media. He was just pouting like a baby. That was the downfall of Cam Newton. So Cam Newton's not going to play anymore. He's not going to play anymore. And then you turn around and you look at Colin Kaepernick. When Colin Kaepernick came out and kneeled, which he stood for something, I'm good with him about that. But that was the downfall of Colin Kaepernick. Didn't see him anymore. Fell apart. That was his downfall. But you got two African-American quarterbacks that's going to be in the Super Bowl today, and one of them is going to win. And watch and mark my word right here, whoever wins is also going to be the most valuable player. The most valuable player. The most valuable player. The most valuable player of the Super Bowl. They're going to go to Disney World. Okay? And guys, so I got a few more minutes in the show. This is what I want to do. Because I know I see you out there. I want to give a mad statistic that you got to understand. And, you know, people say this, but what I'm saying is people saying LeBron, greatest player of all time. The GOAT of basketball because he broke Kareem's record. Well, if that's what made him the greatest of all time, why weren't you guys saying that about Kareem all these years? Kareem's scoring title been there since 1984. Some of you weren't even born in 84. But no one has eclipsed his scoring, his points record since 1984. But LeBron did it. He did it in 20 seasons. 20 seasons. He's 38 years old. He came in 38 right now. He came in at 18. He's been here 20 seasons in the league. Okay. Michael Jordan said if he played for stats, you know, he'd have never retired in 1993. He would have still been chasing Kareem record if that's what he was about. He wasn't about that. He was about championships and winning. So, Jordan versus LeBron at age 38. LeBron's 38. Okay? You got Jordan had two three-peats. That means he won three consecutive championships twice. He had two three-peats. What makes this funny is that he had a three-peat, left the game for 2 years. Went to play baseball, came back, and had another three-peat, won three more championships after that. So he's had two three-peats. LeBron has had zero three-peats. Jordan never lost in the finals. Zero finals loss. LeBron had six finals loss. Jordan played 14 seasons. LeBron has played 20 seasons, going to 21, maybe even 22 seasons. Okay? Jordan had on one of the three-peats, Jordan won three championships. He had three finals MVPs, and he had two defensive scoring titles, two scoring titles, rather. On the other side, LeBron had two championships, two MVPs, and two finals MVPs. The next three-peat Jordan had, he had three championships, he had three finals MVPs, he had three most valuable player trophies. LeBron had won two championships, two MVPs, two most valuable player trophies. LeBron got four most valuable player trophies. Jordan has five. LeBron had four finals MVP trophies. Jordan has six. LeBron won four championships. Jordan won six. LeBron has one. Jordan has 11 scoring titles. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's not even close. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. See, the young folks don't understand that very well. Hey, guys, this is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. You take care of yourselves. Enjoy the game again. Again, guys. Be careful. Stay humble. Don't get into any fights. And just have a good time. Just have a good time, guys. Take care, guys, and I'll see you guys hopefully Monday at 12 noon. Talk to you soon, guys. Take care.
A couple fake visas cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love fucking with them heartbreakers. But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things. Bore like a couple rings. Bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm baby mother tatted. 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway I felt them, helped them. Put them on lock seat, belt them. Took them out to Belgium, welcome. Bitches is pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in. I'm mama's eating the outer. I call him daddy like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's top of the top, but I never fuck with beginners. I let them play with my pussy, then lick it out with his fingers. I'm in the zone. A dyke, they fucked around a few times, hun, I'm out.